Variety Mix 97, and it's 8:38 with the Mix Morning Crew. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane and Alana Cameron. This weekend, it's French Fry Weekend in Canada as we celebrate the French Fry. Average Canadian will consume, you ready for this, 29 pounds of French fries.
The average Canadian.
I do that in the month of July.
Wait a minute. One person consuming 29 pounds of potatoes? Wow.
Women exercise because they overindulge on fries.
Sure. I would totally agree with that. That is a true statement.
You need to do 30 minutes of spin class to burn off an order of French fries.
That's not so bad. Not so bad at all.
And did you know, folks, there's a place in Canada that claims to be the French fry capital of the world? We have Tammy joining us this morning from New Brunswick. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things in the French fry capital of the world?
Well, they're just booming this morning. We've got heavy rain at the moment, but wonderful sunshine for tomorrow.
So tell us about your community. Give us the name of it, first of all.
We are in Florenceville, Bristol, New Brunswick, which is in Carleton County.
I love your accent. And Tammy, you actually are working at the Potato World Museum.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization here, and we have great part of the community that's all involved in the museum. We have a big hall of recognition to honor a different farmer or businessman in the potato industry each and every year.
And how is the potato industry in New Brunswick?
It is booming this season. We've had a great start to the season. Potatoes are growing rapidly, which is wonderful.
That is wonderful. Well, they'll have to, because if the average Canadian eats 29 pounds of potatoes a year, make sure you got to provide them.
That's very true. And we have wonderful potatoes here. The province of New Brunswick grows fifth to all the provinces of New Brunswick to grow the most potatoes.
PEI is not too happy with that, are they?
Well, actually, PEI came in first in 2018 for growing the most potatoes. And I have to bow to them because they don't have much land mass, but it's mostly covered in potatoes.
Hey, Tammy, I love your accent.
Sean's from the Ottawa Valley, and he says potatoes, too.
Potatoes.
Now, at the Potato World headquarters, the French Fry City capital in Canada, you must have fries on the menu.
We have a ton of fries, and we have some very unique fries on our menu. We have dessert fries. Now, who's had French fries for dessert?
I haven't. How do you do this?
Well, I have, but I haven't had any special of them. I just keep eating more fries.
We're the only place in the world that has dessert fries that we designed ourselves. What we do is we have iced chocolate, iced caramel, and cinnamon and sugar fries for dessert. Mm. And we cook our fries, we shake them in icing sugar, then drizzle them with warm chocolate or warm caramel sauce, or else cinnamon and sugar, and you dip them in homemade maple syrup.
Come on, people are buying that.
They are, and we have potato smoothies.
What?
Okay, now you've got Arlena's attention. Yeah. She loves her smoothies.
I'm in the smoothie. I love smoothies. How do you make this potato smoothie?
This potato smoothie, we have ice cream and cream and sugar and ice with you can have strawberry banana or you can have strawberry or wild berry flavored, and we put in dehydrated potatoes.
Tammy, I got a question for you. How far of a drive from Belleville all the way to where you are? Can I get there by tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. We got to go there for
there.
Fries, yeah.
We'd love for you to show up.
And how many come to Potato World, all part of their summer destination, you know, for a little tour of the history of the potato? Do you get a lot of Canadians coming through?
We do. We have a lot of Canadians. Roughly per season, we're open from June the 1st to Thanksgiving in October. And we'll roughly cover between 4,000 and 5,000 people.
Isn't that something?
And that's not including our two major events, which will be National French Fry Day tomorrow, which will be about 3,000 people just on that day.
You're a great spokesperson for the province of New Brunswick.
Yeah, you are. Potato girl.
I'm learning. I've been here. This is my 10th season with the museum, and I grew up right here. So,
are you connected? Are you the owner of the potato franchise there, or did you marry into the family? What's the deal?
No, I am just one of the local girls. We're a nonprofit organization, so our museum was actually built by Marilyn Strong. She's our founder, and she was Harrison McCain's personal assistant for 46 years.
From the McCain family.
Yeah. So,
so
when
she would
Harrison
know.
Passed away, he left Marilyn this piece of property, and she decided to build a museum in honor of the potato and the local potato farmers.
Wow. And you got married to someone connected to the family?
No, I'm just married to one of the local gentlemen.
Yeah.
Did you guys have potatoes every day?
Did you have fries at your wedding?
Yeah.
No, we had seafood.
Oh. Okay.
Steak and seafood.
Next, you'll be making potato wedding cakes.
Have you ever had chocolate potato cake?
Yes, I actually have.
And it is very good. It's nice and moist and dense. So we have chocolate potato cake here also.
Tammy, if anybody from Ontario listening right now that wants to go to the Potato Museum, known as Potato World, in the French fry capital of Canada, what's the one thing off the menu would you tell them to order?
I would tell them to order the homemade baked potato soup. We are famous for our baked potato soup and also for our different types of poutine. I don't know if you folks have heard of Donair's, having a Donair.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, we have a Donair poutine, and we have Philly steak poutines.
Stop.
But we are known for our baked potato soup. We've actually packaged up a few bowls and sent them to Ontario with, like, my husband who travels.
Yeah.
And sent them to my family in Ontario.
Where's your family in Ontario?
I have a mom that lives in Cornwall, or in Kingston.
Oh, well, that's like 40 minutes from us.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Tammy. You've been great. What's your last name?
Kirkland.
Beautiful. You have a nice National French Fry Day tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you very much for calling. Call anytime and come visit us.
All right. Thank you. Love your accent.
Thank you. Have a nice day, folks.
Wow. New Brunswick hospitality at its finest, eh?
One place I have not been yet.
It's 8:43 at the mix.